One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. You would not believe how many times I have been asked, what is the sound of one hand clapping? Ah, onegashimasu. One Hand Speaks, Episode 76, The Sound of One Hand Clapping. Hey, hey, my friends. Okay, welcome to my next installment here of my podcast. And this one goes a little bit in line with what I did, what I spoke about last week, about what's going on when my hand is occupied. What do I do when I'm using my only hand? And as I was creating that podcast and putting that all together, the whole kind of Zen koan came to mind. The sound of one hand clapping. What an interesting Zen koan. And actually, one of the most famous of modern history. A lot of people say this, and this is why I brought this up, because as a one-handed guy, people are often asking me, what is the sound of one hand clapping? I get that. I get it at least 12 times a year. I mean, it happens all the time. And I'm Buddhist, right? So people are always, and I used to do a lot of Zen. I'm a martial artist. All of that stuff's coming up. Bodhidharma, Hoika, you know, this koan comes up. And people will just spontaneously say it to me sometimes, like, oh, hey, man, what, do you know the sound of one hand clapping? And great, I get it. I'm a one-handed guy. Like I said, I'm into Buddhism, martial artist, and all that. But really? I mean, come on. Like, I've never heard that joke before, right? Someone trying to be funny for the first time. I don't think so. But I think what's important to understand, one thing I wanted to bring up in this podcast specifically, is that koan, yes, is one of the most famous in modern history, yet it is often misquoted. Often misquoted. The koan was actually, who came up with that was Hakuin Ikkaku, and he was a just astounding Zen master from the late 1600s, right? Late 1600s. And he's also known to be the one to revive the Rinzai school of Zen, the more martial warrior aspect of the Rinzai, not the Soto, but the Rinzai. And I actually trained Rinzai Zen for quite some time. It's the whole Japanese overtone. I'm third degree black belt in Aikido. Also do a lot of Buddhist stuff, been to the Shaolin Temple, all that funky stuff. And he is the one that came up with this koan. And it's actually two hands clap and there is a sound. What is the sound of one hand? The actual koan basically is, what is the sound of one hand? Not, what is the sound of one hand clapping? It's so interesting that is the misunderstood truth, quote unquote, that people believe to be true, that I find it amazing. And this guy, Ikkaku, Hakuin Ikkaku, this guy was the bomb. Yeah, great. I've been reading a lot about him lately. He's a just phenomenal Zen master. Again, rebooted the Rinzai school, was a great calligrapher. Oh my word, he did some amazing stuff. Now, if you look at my featured image for this podcast, that's not his calligraphy. That's not his calligraphy. But that is calligraphy done of a Shaolin monk named Hoi Ke. He was the second patriarch of Zen. He was Bodhidharma's number one student, and he had one hand, which is why I put him there, because basically, if you're going to ask someone what is the sound of one hand, well, ask a one-handed guy like me, or if you could, you'd ask Hoi Ke, because, well, he was a one-handed Zen master, so there you go. You can ask him or me or both. You choose. But he also was a great calligrapher, writer, and poet. But his calligraphy is astounding. He's done so much with Hoi Te, kind of the famous, very portly, round Chinese monk. And then he's also done a lot with Bodhidharma. Wow, there I have some famous images of Bodhidharma that were actually created by Hakuin Ikkaku, which is just great because I get that closer connection to all that. It's just, it's so interesting how often this koan comes up in my life. And I'm almost speechless, how funny it is and where it shows up, how it shows up, why it shows up, and why people think it's funny to be asking me, like, what is the sound of one hand clap? What is the sound of one hand clapping? You know what? I should look at people and lift up both my arms with my one hand and be like, why are you even asking me? But at the same time, yeah, I've used it as a joke. Yeah, when I'm doing one-handed clapping, basically, I guess it kind of works. It is such a funny, funny thing to have this floating around in my life and to come up in this podcast. What a great podcast title for the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. And basically, this is just a slice of life story about my one-handedness and some of the weird, quirky things that arise in it. You know, I remember once I was doing martial art training, doing weapons training, right? We're doing some Joe work. Joe is a short staff. So it's not a bow. It's not a long staff. It's a short staff. And it's one of the few weapons that was actually able to put a stop to Miyamoto Musashi, considered one of the greatest Japanese samurais in history. Kind of put a stop to his winning streak, at least with a draw. And it was done with this guy with a short staff. And the Joe is real popular. I love the weapon. The great thing, it's my favorite weapon, other than we use two weapons basically in Aikido, which is a Bokken, which represents the samurai sword, and we use the half staff, Joe, the short staff, a Joe. And my preferred weapon is the Joe. I just love it. I love it. But I'm pretty good with a Ken, don't get me wrong. But, you know, samurai swords are two-handed weapons. Well, so is a Joe. But what makes the Joe even more interesting is that it's basically a left-handed weapon. So it just even then, even more so, puts me in a funny, 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 funny position. But I remember I was doing this weapons training with an Aikido crew out in Reno, Aikido, I believe we were out there doing some Aikido. And I was training with this guy and we were going through these techniques and he kind of looked over at me and he said, wow, you know, weapons training must be hard without two hands. And I just leaned over and I smiled and I said, you know what? Most things are. Yeah, it's my quirk. You know, it's my thing. I live in a two-handed world with one hand. So, yeah, sometimes things are a little more challenging, and especially very two-handed things like a saxophone or a Bokken or a Joe, weapons training. But it has a benefit because I have to create my own one-handed Aikido. I have to figure out things for myself. I have to be creative in my martial art. And that makes sense. And that makes sense. So sometimes I think about those things like, well, what is the sound of one hand? And you know, the nature of a koan is to deepen your contemplation about questions that don't necessarily have an answer. You know, some people like to say the sound of one hand is the soundless sound. Ah, oh, yeah, there's some depth going on in there, huh? Wow. But it's just mostly to contemplate, like, what is the sound of one hand? You know, and that's why I think that's where the clapping came in. You know, what is the sound of one hand clapping? But basically, the depth of the question is what is the sound of one hand? If two hands clap and make a sound, what is the sound of one hand? And it's just really, it's such a great question for a one-handed guy. But I think in general, the koan is simply just for the deeper contemplation. And this is what really separates the Rinzai school from the Soto school of Zen. What one of the main things. And it is so prominent in my life, the sound of one hand clapping. I'm actually, I want to write a book called The Sound of One Hand. And there's some other books out there. I think there's a book called The Sound of One Hand Clapping and some other short stories, something like that. But it, when the book comes together, it has more to do with the philosophical aspect of one hand, the quality benefits of one hand, how having one hand, once I got over the hump, is really a great benefit for me. I actually consider it a blessing. If you listen to my podcast, you know I like not having two hands. And that is the sound of one hand. If you ask me what the sound of one hand is, and I want to get really deep, it's the sound of joy. It's the sound of blessing. It's the sound of happiness. How about the sound of laughter, which is a great sound coming from a Buddhist? And, let's talk about the non-attachment thing. Let's talk about the causes of happiness. You know, we dig deep into the Four Noble Truths. Well, regardless of whether you have one hand, no hand, two hands, three hands, we can always be more happy. We can always be more happy. That's one of my favorite phrases. It doesn't matter if you have one hand, two hands, no hands, three hands. You can choose. And for me, these are the qualities of one hand. When I'm asked about, what is the sound of one hand clapping? Yeah, again, mostly people are talking about a joke. Ha ha, it's funny. I get it. I like it. It's cute. But you want to go deep? You want to go real? You want to get something out of this short podcast? The sound of one hand is happiness. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.